The Phillies and the Braves on Tuesday night. Zach Eflin seeking his first win of the season, but in the first, he was greeted rather rudely by Atlanta's Freddie Freeman.
For Freeman, who swings and blasts one
down the line, and it is fair and gone. And it's 1-0 Atlanta on Freeman's 21st of the year. It's a 1-1 game. Swung on and looped into center. It's falling. It'll be a base hit. Around third, Williams. They're waving him home. Enciarte with a throw. It's not in time. And the Phillies take the lead on the RBI single by Zach Eflin.
2-2 pitch. And it's hit down the right field line. It's a fair ball. Alves will score easily. So it's 3-1 Phillies.
27 home runs allowed. The fly ball down the right field line. Markakis is looking up, and it is into the chop house. It is now 5-1 in favor of the Phils. It's a 5-2 ball game, and the tying run is coming to the plate. Bouncer back to the mound, and Eflin is going to get out of the seventh inning. He has pitched seven innings. He's allowed two runs overall.
The Phillies take it 5-2 as the struggles of Julio Teheran continue. He falls to 0-4 in his last five starts with an ERA of exactly 7 in three career starts versus the Braves. Zach Eflin now has a 1.57 ERA as he picks up his first win of the season on Tuesday night. Behind seven innings of two-run ball from Zach Eflin and a rather amazing two-run homer off the bat of Odubel Herrera, the Phillies took care of the Braves on Tuesday by a 5-2 final. Here is Philadelphia skipper Pete Mäkinen.
4 in a row at our place and to win this game was huge. You know, sometimes you just get a team that you kind of get ahead of and kind of beat on a pretty regular basis. Hopefully that'll continue. They've got a real good hitting team. So I'm real happy about that. Eflin was really good. First inning, he didn't look like he had a feel for his breaking stuff, and then gave up that home run to Freeman. But after that, he settled down and used all his pitches pretty effectively. I got a lot of ground balls with his sinker. Then Milner, that was a good test for Milner in the eighth inning with that lead. He faced some pretty tough left-handed hitters and did a real good job against them. He hasn't pitched in 4 or 5 days, so that was very encouraging. Neris, easy save. Williams and Eflin in the fourth inning, and Franco and Odubel in the fifth inning. That was our scoring, and it was good to see the home run by Odubel. Ball, that pitch looked like it was almost on the ground, and he just golfed it out of there. And Eflin got that hit, which is an important run at the time. Stole three bases, and all in all, it was a real good day for us.
Eflin kind of shows flashes of this, you know, periodically. He started the season pretty strong, then he struggled. Just a matter of a young guy not being able to find the consistency, or what do you think it's going to take for him to kind of replicate this?
It's all about finding a consistent release point and finding that consistency, like you said. He had the issues with his knees over a number of years. He got his knees fixed, and I think that perhaps has something to do with his command, but he certainly pitched well tonight, and you got to give him a lot of credit for, you know, going through a struggle-filled year this year, but he certainly performed tonight.
It's a good opportunity for him, right? I mean, you guys are basically just begging somebody, a few guys, and some of these young guys to step up. And
really, his last outing in Lehigh Valley wasn't the greatest. He didn't he didn't pitch as well as he's capable of pitching, but tonight he showed how, and I didn't think he was as sharp as I've seen him in the past, but he did a good job.
How did Dubel get that ball out?
That ball looked like it was at his ankles, and he just golfed it out of there. You know, he stayed back, but you know, if you stay back on the soft stuff, you got a chance to put it in play. He did,
and he ran down that ball in left center. It looked like Dan.
I was a little worried about that. I thought there might have been a collision, but you know, one thing about you want your center field. My philosophy is the center fielder is out there to catch every ball that's hit in the air with the help of the corners.
Right.
So I want that guy to be extremely aggressive and call for everything. And the corners are supposed to let him, when he calls it, catch everything.
It was a long time coming for Zach Eflin, but he did pick up his first victory of the 2017 season, turning in seven innings of two-run ball as the Phillies took down the Braves 5-2. Here is Eflin speaking to the media following the game.
Really good. You know, it helps me stay in the game. You know, obviously get quick outs. I use it in double play situations. So it's a huge pitch for me, especially when it's down in the zone. And I did a pretty good job of that tonight.
And when Matt came to the mound, it looked like they were more just stalling to, you know, let guys warm up, and you know, three hitters got on, you allowed a run. And then all of a sudden, the way you responded to that, how proud are you the way you finished?
You know, I was excited about the way I finished. Obviously, I wanted to go the whole game like you do every game, but, you know, to be able to kind of, you know, hunker down and be able to get the guys that I need to get out was really big for me, you know, especially going down and, you know, working on everything I needed to work on down in AAA and coming back up. I really needed to prove it to myself that I could, you know, kind of fight through adversity and get through that inning.
How do you kind of sum up your season to this point? It's been kind of weird. You know, your first four or five starts were really good, and then they had those three that weren't good.
Yeah.
You get hurt. You know, you're kind of up and down, it seemed like, in Lehigh Valley, not pitching like how you probably expected to pitch. I mean, what do you think's kind of been going on, and how do you kind of look at it?
I can't really put my finger on anything. It's just been one of those years. I've pitched very good, and I've pitched very bad. And, you know, kind of went through some mechanical stuff down in AAA. And, you know, I feel like I'm right now. I feel like I'm kind of back to my old self, attacking the zone, getting ahead of guys, you know, throwing in, all that stuff. And I feel comfortable out on the mound.
Anything specifically mechanically that you think you weren't doing earlier that you're doing now that makes you feel a bit more comfortable?
At the beginning of the year, I moved myself back over to the left side of the rubber so I could throw more sinkers, throw sinkers into lefties. And when I was successful last year, I was on the right side of the rubber.
Okay.
Made my off-speed better, all the above. So I kind of went all the way over to the right side and kind of moved directly in the middle of the rubber, which has been very comfortable. I can still, you know, attack two seam both sides of the plate. My off speed sharper from that side. So, you know, I just feel comfortable.
So now you're in the middle, you said? So you, last year in the left, then you moved to the right, and now you're in the middle.
Yes.
Sounds easy.
Yeah. No, like I said, man, I feel a lot better now.
So like you got double plays in the first and the second inning. How did that help you get into your rhythm and give you the confidence?
It always helps, especially when your back's against the wall and you need to make a pitch. I executed some pitches, and you know, we had some great defensive plays behind me, and I was fortunate to be able to, you know, get the, you know, one pitch, two outs. It's huge.
This is a good opportunity for you, right? I mean, you're gonna make your next start Sunday, and I assume if you keep pitching well, they're gonna keep getting shots, and you know, they're looking for guys to be in this rotation, you know, going into next season. Is that kind of how you look at it?
Yeah, I want to be a part of this team, of this future. I want to go through the ups and downs with all these guys. I want to be here. You know, that's the only thing on my mind. I want to pitch well, and I want to be here, and I want to win a lot of ball games. And, you know, I just got to keep working every single day and going out there and sticking to the game plan and feeling comfortable in the mound.
On a pitch that was practically at his shoe tops in the fifth inning, Odubel Herrera somehow knocked out a two-run homer to right off Julio Teheran, which gave the Phillies a 5-1 lead at the time on their way to a 5-2 victory. Herrera spoke about the home run and about the win following the game.
Yeah, I got three hits tonight, and that home run was also was for the team. I think I got all that. My power is getting better.
You know, you look at this Atlanta Braves team, and the Phillies have had good success against the Braves, but you have had great success against the Braves in your career, a 15-game hitting streak against these guys. What is it about the Braves that you like?
No, you know, I feel good. I feel good playing with the Braves and with all the team, but, you know, I feel really good. I keep working in the cage, and I want to do that with all the teams.
I know that you're working hard. It wasn't a couple of months ago, the batting average down around 230, up above 280 at this point and climbing. What's different right now? What are you doing?
I think I just keep working every day in the cage. I keep myself always positive, and I just keep working. I know when I keep working, the good thing is going to happen.
The Phillies sent Jared Eichhoff to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Sean Newcomb.